Forward. The events described in this book follow directly from the short story The Hibernian, published in Book 11 of the Ranger's Apprentice series, The Lost Stories. For those who have not read The Hibernian, it describes how Halt and Crowley first met as younger men when Halt came to the kingdom of Araluin as a fugitive from his homeland of Hibernia. Halt was the rightful heir to the throne of Clonmel, but his younger twin brother attempted to kill him and seize the throne. Saddened and embittered by his brother's behaviour, but unwilling to fight his own flesh and blood, Halt chose instead to leave Hibernia behind. He arrives in Araluin at a time when Morgarath, Baron of Gaul and Fief, and the kingdom's foremost knight, is engaged upon a carefully planned attempt to seize power. One of his first steps is to weaken and destroy the Ranger Corps, an elite special forces unit who are the eyes and ears of the kingdom, and the most powerful group supporting the existing king. Over a period of several years, Morgarath has organised for the more senior rangers to be falsely accused of crimes and forced to abandon their posts or flee the country. He has replaced them with his own sycophants and toadies. Morgarath is an influential figure and has gained King Oswald's confidence, convincing him that his son, Prince Duncan, has been conspiring to murder him. Oswald takes refuge in Castle Gorlan, under Morgarath's protection. As time passes, Morgarath's protection becomes increasingly oppressive, and the king finds himself a virtual prisoner. Crowley, a recently commissioned ranger, trained in the traditional skills by an old ranger named Pritchard, is disillusioned by Morgarath's scheming. Shortly after he meets Halt, he decides to reform the Ranger Corps. He plans to recruit the few remaining members of the original group and seek a royal charter from Prince Duncan. Crowley discovers that, like himself, Halt has been trained by Pritchard, one of the first of the rangers to be driven out of the kingdom by Morgarath. This seals their friendship. The bond between them is reinforced when Halt joins Crowley to fight off an attack by half a dozen of Morgarath's soldiers. With Morgarath's men hot on their heels, Halt decides to join Crowley in his search for Prince Duncan. Together, they set off on their quest, with the ever-present threat of Morgarath's enmity behind them. Chapter 1. It had been raining for a week. Not heavy rain, but a steady, persistent, soaking rain that finally overcame the protective oil in their woolen cloaks and worked its way into the fabric itself, making it heavy and sodden. And cold. As they had done for the previous few nights, Halt and Crowley were camping out in the woods. Halt suggested that they should avoid towns and villages until they were sure they were clear of Morgarath's sphere of influence. And Crowley initially agreed. Halt, after all, had more experience of travelling as a fugitive than he did. Now, however, he wasn't quite so sure about the decision. They were sitting under a rectangular oilskin sheet that they had spread between four trees, with the lower side angled so that the rain would run off it. The ground beneath them was saturated, and they had constructed low cots from tree branches to keep them off the wet earth. Each cot consisted of a rectangular frame, with a series of short cross pieces, and leafy boughs laid across it to form a rough mattress. Each day, they would disassemble the frames and carry the longer timber pieces with them, lashed in a bundle. A few metres away, their horses were tethered. The animals huddled together, sharing their body warmth and keeping their hindquarters turned to the wind and rain. Halt shivered and pulled his cloak more tightly around him. As he moved, a runnel of water ran off the cowl and landed on his nose, continuing its downward passage to drip off the end. Seeing it, Crowley laughed. Halt turned an accusing eye on him.
"What do you find so amusing?"
he asked coldly. Crowley, also huddled inside his cloak,